Thanks for joining us today. A lot to talk about, especially on some of your LA sports teams. Let's start out with the Lakers, man. What the heck is going on with the Lakers? I'm just gonna give everyone a 411. Kevin Durant turned him down. Didn't even give him a meeting. All right, they wound up forking up the cash, and the new face of Hollywood is Mr. Timofey Mozgov, who couldn't get any minutes for the Cleveland Cavaliers. They gave him a 4-year, $64 million contract. He's making more than my man D. Wade right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Luke Walton coming in there. They picked Brandon Ingram with the number 2 overall pick in the NBA draft. Still got D'Angelo Williams. They re-signed Jordan Clarkson in the offseason. So what's the Lakers, plans and status, going into next year now that they couldn't really attract any free agents this summer?
Well, once again, for the third or fourth straight year, if you want to include the Dwight Howard re-signing, the Lakers just cannot seem to attract talent for whatever reason. But I got to say this, though. Jim Buss and Mitch Kupchak, rather than just sit around and wait to potentially pull a miracle out of their butt, they at least were proactive. The problem was, I didn't think the Timofey Mozgov signing was bad. I don't think the Luol Deng signing is bad. But I think you could have gotten those guys considerably cheaper than what you got them for. I mean, look at Festus Ezeli. He just signed a 2-year, $17 million deal with the Portland Trail Blazers. Bismack Biyombo signed a 4-year, I think, $40 million with the Orlando Magic. You could have gotten those two guys for the price it took to get Mozgov, who, frankly, didn't do much in Cleveland's championship run. He wasn't as pivotal as he was during the 2015 season.
Yep.
So, it just was astounding to me, like, this is your first move? Okay, I understand going after Mozgov. He's a solid big man. He's still young. He's 29 years old. But it just didn't make sense to give him that many years or that much money. Joe Johnson got 2 years for $22 million, and he could have made twice that amount because of what he's accomplished. Timofey Mozgov, you get $64 million to a guy who's never made an All-Star team and who hardly played throughout his finals run for the Cleveland Cavaliers. So it was... it just didn't make a lot of sense to me. But unfortunately, this is how far the Lakers have fallen to. And with this new collective bargaining agreement, it's hard for them to offer star quality players a lot more money than some of these other teams. So it didn't matter the fact that they had cap room or anything like that, or the fact that it's Los Angeles or it's the Lakers or no Kobe. None of that stuff matters.
Mm-hmm.
So this is. Your 2017 Lakers squad.
Oh my God.
And when we look at it, how has Laker Nation reacted to this, the fan base? From all the moves they made in the offseason, they didn't land, as we said, Kevin Durant, any really marquee free agents. So how has the fan base taken it?
Well, I think the fans, you want to know about the fan reaction, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, sorry, there's still a little bit of static I'm hearing from your guys' fans, so just FYI. Laker Nation was very confused. They were very upset. I think everybody was holding their breath to at least land a guy like Hassan Whiteside. There were rumors that they were going to go all out to land him, that they were going to go after Al Horford, that maybe they were going to get Harrison Barnes, and that you would get some respectable all-star quality talent who are still fairly young, or in Harrison Barnes' case, entering his prime, or Whiteside, entering his prime as well. And you didn't do that. You couldn't even get meetings with these guys. I mean, that's just how sad it was.
Right.
I still think Mozgov and Deng, I think everyone feels like those guys can still contribute something if they're both healthy. I mean, Deng has had an injury checkered path throughout his career. He's had a hard time staying on the floor. Think Mozgov coming off knee surgery this last year, which is why his role got minimized.
Mm-hmm.
I think where these guys are going to serve a purpose is the fact that they could offer mentorship to guys like Brandon Ingram, the rookie, their number 2 overall pick, and their second round pick, Ivica Zubac, out of Croatia. So I do think both of those guys could benefit from the experience and talent of a Luol Deng or even a Timofey Mozgov.
Right, and we heard a guy like, DeMar DeRozan, who was, he's an LA guy, he's from the Los Angeles area. He was rumored to be, wanting to go to the Lakers this offseason, but obviously we saw him re-sign with the the Toronto Raptors for a whooping five-year, $130 million contract. And I thought his quote was interesting on the reason he didn't give the Lakers a meeting. And it was the fact that, I'm going to paraphrase his quotes, and he was talking about he'd have to live up to kind of Kobe's legacy. You know, the fact he would have to win at least like seven championships or something like that for them to respect him, or for them to put DeMar on the same pedestal as they would have Kobe Bryant. So my question is, you know, we know that Kobe retired, you know, this offseason. Do you think the stench and the Kobe mystique, although he's gone, is going to stay with the Lakers for a few more years? And do you see, like, free agents, like, in the future, maybe next summer when Russell Westbrook becomes a free agent, another L.A. guy, think of the Lakers like that, at least for another couple of years until that whole Kobe Bryant mystique has kind of left that franchise?
These guys can't be afraid of the Laker legacy or the Kobe mystique or anything like that. You have to embrace it. Yeah, it's a historical franchise, but, I mean, Al Horford went to Boston. Right. Is anyone asking, is he afraid of the Larry Bird or the Kevin McHale or the Bill Russell or Bob Cousy mystique? No. I mean, the mystique and everything like that, look, Kobe's not going to be heavily involved. He's still living in L.A., he'll still be consulting. He'll probably show up to a practice. His phone is always going to be on him. If you guys ever want to reach out, and his door is always open. He made that very clear to guys like D'Angelo Russell, Julius Randle, and Jordan Clarkson. But if that's the reason why these guys are afraid to come to L.A., then they are just a lot softer than I thought. You've got to embrace, at the very least, you have to embrace challenges. I mean, that's what it comes down to. Whether it's Lakers or Boston or San Antonio or fill in the shoes of any of these other great players who have played for these iconic organizations, you just have to embrace it. So I hope that's not a reason why these guys are coming here. In my opinion, I think the reason why nobody wants to come here is because they look at this roster and they say these guys still aren't ready to take the next level, period. And a guy like Kevin Durant wants to win now. A guy like DeMar DeRozan wants to win now. These guys are young, but they won't be young forever. They don't want to spend the next few years. And it was the same thing with Carmelo and LaMarcus Aldridge and LeBron. That these guys didn't want to come here because they don't have many years to mess around with. So if they don't see that the product is on the up and up, even with a good coach like Luke Walton in place, even with a nice young nucleus featuring a future star, hopefully, in Brandon Ingram, they don't feel that's enough to drop where they're at, drop what they're doing, and go to L.A. and try to team up with these guys. So that's why I think a lot of these guys aren't coming here. And if you remember, let me just, before you get to your next point, if most of these Laker teams, these championship teams, haven't really been built on big-time free agents. It's right. been mostly built through good drafting and timely trades. That's where it is. I mean, if you look, the last really big free agent of Lakers landed, and I don't even know if you, and he wasn't even an A-level free agent at the time, was Ron Artest. That was the last big-name free agent that wanted to come to L.A. Pau Gasol was attained through a trade. Andrew Bynum was through the draft. Kobe through the draft. Lamar Odom through a trade. You go back to the three-peat Laker era. Only Shaquille O'Neal was the really big-time free agent. Everything else has been done through drafting and trade, and maybe a couple of minor free agent signings. So that's really what it comes down to. The Dwight Howard acquisition, that was through a trade. So, you know, Steve Nash, I'm not really going to count as a big-time free agent because he was already over the hill, but that's what it is. So everyone's saying, well, the Lakers can't get any of these big-name free agents. It's in their pedigree and their lineage that they haven't gotten big-time free agents. Everything that they've gotten is been through trades and good drafting. And unfortunately, it's going to take the same thing to get this team.